Happy Tuesday. Today we're going to talk about communication between the board of directors and management and marketing, management and their staff, and how they can get that same message all the way to every customer or potential customer that comes into the facility. All that after the intro. Here we go.
This is the Find the Green podcast with your host, PGA Master Professional, Jason Rockhold.
Welcome back for everybody that has been around, and welcome for the first time to those that are trying it out. Check out some of our previous ones for any additional information that you're interested in. But today we're going to talk a little bit about communication and why it is so essential for a facility to really figure out a way to streamline the communication from the board of directors or the owner all the way down to the staff that works with clients every single day. Streamline it to your marketing staff that are trying to put out a message to all clients and potential clients of what you are looking to do. And make sure that your marketing and your staff are in perfect alignment, because there are so many problems that occur when the staff doesn't know what marketing is doing or vice versa. So communication, so important. Please make this one of the highest priorities when it comes to managing your staff and managing your facility. So let's dive into it. Okay, so number one, it's very important to understand the hierarchy of communication when it comes to any facility. And how I always like to start a hierarchy, and you can start this with a big box at the top and then start drawing lines down from there, is you have to start with the board of directors or the owner of the facility. That is your number one go-to. This is the end-all be-all when it comes to what happens at this facility. The responsibilities that happen at the facility all come down to the board of directors or the owner of the facility. That being said, the owner and the board of directors hire marketing staff to figure out ways to market the facility. However, the board of directors or the owner has to have a basic mission statement, a basic idea of what they want the facility to stand for, the branding of it, what their idea of that facility is, how they want to brand it, and all of that can be translated to your marketing staff, and they can take that information and run with it. However, all that information has to be disseminated all the way down, not only to the marketing staff, but all the way down to your management staff, and even down to the frontline staff that sees every single customer that walks in the door. This is the most important part of communication, is understanding the branding of what your facility stands for and what you want the customer to come away with after spending 5 or 6 or 7 hours at your facility. What do you want that customer to experience? And what do you want them to walk away from your facility and tell everybody that they know is the experience they had at your facility? On a side note, I think I'm gonna go back and actually count how many times I said the word facility in the last, 3 minutes? I think it was over 10, but go back and check if you want. All right, moving on. So after the board of directors or the owners have put together what their branding situation is, their branding strategy, now it comes down to working with marketing and trying to tell marketing what that is. And by letting your marketing staff understand what type of brand that you're trying to promote, it will help them get a good idea of what kind of content they want to put out. In addition, what kind of channels they want to put it out on. And most importantly, what kind of customers that we're going to try to get in those channels. So the marketing people will be able to take that information from branding. Well, good marketing people will be able to take that information from branding and be able to find out what channels are great and be able to make that connection. Now, I want you to understand that there is a big difference between branding and advertising, okay? Both fall under the category of marketing. And I think we've talked about this back a couple of weeks ago when we talked about branding and advertising. But one of the most important things is you have to make sure that you are marketing a brand to establish what your entity is in the marketplace. If you are a high-end golf club that is really focused on people coming out and having a high service experience, then that is your brand. If you are a low-level facility that is offering $10 to $15 rounds so that people can actually just come out and play because they can't afford it, then you are a low-cost facility and that is your brand. Now, advertising is short-term benefits of what you can do. So, for example, that high-end facility, you can say, hey, we are going to offer a full meal after the round that is a $25 value if you pay full rack rate at the golf course. Now, that is a short-term deal or promotion that will get people to come out and try out the facility. Where a branding piece shows the luxury of the golf course. It shows the beauty of hole number 17 that's tucked in right by a waterfall. You know, it's something that gives an experience through the type of channel that you use. Now, this is obviously an audio channel. You can't see a picture of a stream. But if I'm talking to you about hole number 17, that nice little par three with the waterfall in the background, a good marketer might throw a little bit of a sound effect of a waterfall in the background. You know, they could be talking about certain things and have that nice sound of a waterfall in the background. I hear it. It makes me think, oh, wow, maybe I am on that hole. However, a lot of places wouldn't even think of doing something like that. Little things like that really help the mind connect to what you're trying to portray. And these messages need to be conveyed not only to the potential clients that are out there, but they need to be told to everybody that is working at that operation. There's nothing more frustrating in a customer's mind than when they see a promotion and they come up to one of your frontline staff members and the staff member has zero knowledge of what it is. I've seen many different areas where staff members have given huge discounts because they didn't understand what the discount actually was. When something says up to 75% off, then the person is supposed to give only certain things that are up to that amount. However, you know, with poor communication, potentially somebody might give away everything at 75% off. Another example, a real life example, is I had a guy come to me and tell me about how he joined a golf course as a summer member, trying to figure out if it was a place that he wanted to be at, if he really felt like it was something that he wanted to join. He definitely had the money to be able to do it, and he was just looking for a place where he could fit in. So he joined this club, went a couple times, and tried to play in some of the men's events. And the first thing that he was told was, sorry, we don't have enough guys, so all the summer members don't get a chance to play. Well, the summer members are the people that are actually putting their money up front to try to test something out and see if they want to be full-time members. By telling them no or discarding them and telling them to take a hike, they've lost them. I mean, there's no chance that they're going to turn around and say, oh, well, that's cool. I don't get to play in any of the events because I'm a summer member, even though the whole purpose for me trying to be a summer member and trying to see what the club is like is to come out and interact with the current membership and see if it's a membership that I can identify with and enjoy playing with. Well, guess what? If you're not going to put them in those groups, then they're not going to want to be there. And you just let, at this club, it was upwards of $50,000 walk right out the door because you didn't realize that that was an opportunity. Now, this, I believe, is a huge communication issue between marketing and the golf staff or the director of golf. It's such a big thing when it comes to trying to grow that membership or solidify that membership. However, a lot of times that importance isn't actually fed to any of the golf staff. The golf staff is sitting there 100% focused on the membership, and anybody that comes in on the side, their mindset is, well, these guys are kind of extra people that we just kind of feed in. However, if they were told up front by the marketing staff that all the summer members that are coming in are potential members that are really looking at the club and wanting to become a member as long as they can fit in, then that completely should change the mindset of everybody that interacts with that summer member. They are no longer some extra player. They are the fall's first brand new member. They are potentially that member that's going to take a 5-lesson package. They are potentially that member that has 4 kids that is going to take lessons from you every single week. There are so many opportunities that can happen if that communication would have come from marketing, got to the golf staff, and then actually got to those frontline staff members. And I know you're saying, you know, Jason, we do a phenomenal job of that. Every marketing idea that we have gets conveyed all the way to our staff. Every one of our director of golfs or every one of our head professionals knows everything that we have going on. Well, believe it or not, I've gone into dozens of golf shops and I've asked about some of the promotions that they have. And most of the frontline staff have no idea what some of the newer things are. They usually only find out, and I've had a couple of them actually say this, they usually only find out once a client or a customer brings the coupon in. And that is the worst thing that you can do. That reactionary service model only puts you on the back pedal, and it doesn't allow you to really perform the way that that promotion is meant to be done. Okay, so we've talked about the importance of the board of directors or the owners of the facility coming up with a consistent direction that you want your marketing to go in, your branding, your advertising, and then you want your marketing staff to come up with various branding and advertising to try to attract new potential clients and customers to try out the facility with a clear communication path to the directors of golf or the managers that are in that area so they can disseminate that information all the way down to their frontline staff. And with that information, that frontline staff can now treat those customers the way that the branding is wanting them to be treated, or give them what that advertising promotion is wanting them to have or experience without any sort of hesitation. There's nothing worse than going someplace and having a coupon or having something like that come in and you go, here, I've got this coupon. And they're like, oh, I've never seen this before. I'm going to have to try to contact my manager. And unfortunately, it's my manager's day off, but I'm going to try to give him a call at home and see if I can get a hold of him and see if he knows anything about it. And they make the call and they get a voice message saying, I'm not available. And so then they leave a message and tell that customer, sorry, sir, I don't really know what to do here. There's nothing that puts a question in a customer's mind more than going into a facility with a promotion that got them to go to that facility and then having the frontline staff have no idea about it. Clear communication between any sort of marketing and any sort of staff members will make this work like clockwork. If you can just communicate between all aspects of marketing and your staff, it'll be an amazing process, and you'll see how much more excitement and how much of a better experience your customers and clients are going to have just by coming in and getting what you, as the owner or manager, expected that client to have. All right, before we go too long, the last thing that I want to talk about in communication is the most valid point for any of the owners or the marketing staff or the directors of golf is that you have open communication lines from the staff back all the way up the chain. It is so important that those staff members that are talking with clients, interacting with phone calls, solving those internet problems, everything that is coming through to that frontline staff member needs to be communicated all the way up the chain. Most of them are not able to fix what's going on. They're able to manipulate some things so that they can get that client onto the golf course. However, systematically, they don't have the access to the type of people that can actually fix that system and make it a lot easier for that frontline staff to perform and to make sure that those clients are having the smoothest process to get them to pay for their round and get them onto the golf course. The feedback that your staff, your frontline staff can provide you will only make your process smoother. And believe it or not, smooth, frictionless interactions and transactions only increase the customer satisfaction and get that top line revenue to go up. That's all I got for you today. Have an amazing week. We will talk to you next Tuesday. See ya.
Thanks for listening to this week's Find the Green podcast with PGA Master Professional Jason Rockhold. Hit subscribe now to get the latest Find the Green podcast with new episodes uploaded every week. Email your questions and comments to jrockhold@pga.com or reach out on your favorite social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Find the Green.